With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Mike Sevilla Radio program for Thursday, July 25th, 2013. On today's show, who inspires you? Yes, I'll be talking about that. It's always an interesting question to ask. Also, plus some updates from previous podcasts. All that and a lot more coming up on episode 311 of the Mike Sevilla Radio program, starting right now. Show that is passionate about friends, family, medicine, and social media. This is the Mike Sevilla Radio Program. I am your host. My name is Dr. Mike Sevilla, the one-man social media wrecking machine for 7 years running. I encourage you to check out the digital library of stuff at drmikesevilla.com. And what is this show about? I tell people this show is about commentary about medicine, social media, leadership, and life. Today is Thursday, July 25th, 2013. That's right, just 5 months until Christmas. That's right, you're welcome. It is 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and here at Dr. Mike Sevilla World Headquarters. I've got to find somewhere, by the way, to do that. It is 68 degrees Fahrenheit. I should still say Family Medicine Rocks World Headquarters. So well. So a cooling trend has befallen the Midwestern United States. So people actually said this week it's been cold. So come on, people. So how's your week been going there, kids? It's been going well here at World Headquarters, and I'll be talking about that in a little bit. But I do want to top off the show by a big shout out to a good friend of the show, a happy birthday. Her birthday was a couple weeks ago, I believe. A big shout out birthday to our friend Melissa, who listens to the show, tells me that she listens to the show, tells me that I have to have a little sign here on the show microphone here. I should maybe do that for sponsorship here. This microphone is sponsored by blank. So thanks to you for listening, and saw your husband today as I was making my way around the city. So good times all around. So before we get into our topic, I do want to give some follow-up here. Big shout-out to our friends in Boston, where I was there for the big heat wave last week, where it reached 100 degrees or almost 100 degrees when I was there. Because, you know why? Because I'm so hot. That's why. I caused the heat wave in Boston. I don't know. Whatever. A big shout-out to our friends at primarycareprogress.org. And, again, thanks to them for having me be on one of their webinars to talk about social media. You can see the webinar at primarycareprogress.org and also at drmikesabella.com. Also want to let everybody know that they have a very important and huge type of leadership conference coming up next month, August 23rd through 25th in the Boston area, Cambridge, Massachusetts, the second annual Greg Stacks Leadership Conference. And I encourage you to check that out at primarycareprogress.org. And also, I'm trying something different here today. I'm trying a shorter type format here because people say, hey, Mike, you know, I don't have time or the patience to listen to you for an hour. I don't have the time and patience to listen to you for 5 minutes. So why don't you shorten up the format of the podcast and we'll try that out and see. So I'm going to try a shorter amount of time of the podcast and maybe we'll go with that. So I will get to the main topic right after this. I do want to thank Blog Talk Radio for having me be a featured host here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for that. I've been a social media hobbyist since 2005. And if you're curious, yes, I am a real doctor. If you can believe that. I'm in full-time private practice, meaning I see patients in the office and in my office and in the hospital here in beautiful Northeastern Ohio. So I will take my break and have some brief comments from the end of this podcast about who inspires you. You're listening to the Mike Civello Radio Program, a proud member of the ProMed Network podcast. You can get that by going to ProMedNetwork.com. And we will be right back with our main topic right after this. Better than ever, this is the Mike Civello Radio Program, and go check out drmikesavilla.com. So I'm going to limit myself to 5 minutes on these comments. So I'm really challenging myself. Why? Because all of you out there, I love you, and you guys are awesome. So the topic today for this brief podcast is who inspires you? And you know, when I'm talking about this, I came up with this hastily topic about an hour ago. Because I was inspired. I was inspired to podcast. So when I ask you that out there, kids, you know, I'm not specifically asking for a specific name or person. Of course, you may tend to go to that. Like me, maybe I'm inspiring you. I don't know. Or maybe you're tremendously bored, and that's why you're listening to this podcast. But I'm very appreciative of that. But as I was thinking this morning, and, there's all these kind of scandals that are going on, you know, in this popular media that's going on, you know, right now that I see in the news because, as people know, I'm a news hound. You know, and I remember growing up as a kid in Northeastern Ohio, you know, and I was a lot of other boys, you know, because I found myself inspired by people like sports figures. You know, I was never, a baseball guy. I never played, baseball in high school or college or even grade school, you know. But, you know, seeing people set records, seeing people like Pete Rose out there, you know, setting the record for consecutive hits, I believe, or something like that, or the number of hits that he had. So that was it, you know, seeing that as a little kid, you know, that really inspired me, you know. As a teenager in my 20s or even in my 30s, you know, seeing people like Lance Armstrong out there beating cancer, winning the toughest bike race out there, you know, only to learn that, you know, that these guys were cheating. These people were not the people that I than I thought that I was, that they were, you know? And for many years, you know, I wouldn't even watch the Tour de France anymore, you know? And I even commented on the Tour de France this week because they finished up there. Like, hey, Mike, when are these guys going to be? When are you going to be banned, you know, because of they're taking drugs, you know? And my response to them would be like, well, let me ask people like Alex Rodriguez, you know, from the New York Yankees, who's probably going to be suspended for cheating, for taking drugs, you know? So thinking about, you know, these days, you know, who really inspires you out there? And does it really matter? Does it really matter if, you know, what kind of person they are, what kind of character they have? Does that matter? Or does it matter what kind of results that they have? You know, whether it's in business or in sports or anything else. You can also learn, you know, look to, you know, movies and television shows, you know, that type of media, you know, fiction. Do fictional people like me, do they really inspire you, you know? Do they inspire you to do something? Do they inspire you to go beyond yourself, to go outside of yourself to try to do something? I guess it does, you know, because sometimes when I'm watching movies or seeing a television show, seeing a fictional type of television show, sometimes I say, hey, maybe I can do that. Or is that just silly? And you hear stories every day in the news about, you know, people in real life that are inspiring. I saw a story today. Former President George H.W. Bush, you probably saw this in the news, shaved his head to show support for a kid who's battling leukemia. And he and his wife, you know, they have a story where they had a child who passed away from leukemia many, many decades ago. Does that inspire you? Why does it inspire you? Why does certain events inspire you? Why do certain people inspire you? Does it matter if they're real people or they're fictional people? You know, this week I've taken on a new medical student, and he's been following me all week. He's going to be following me for a month. He does not even listen to this show or know even anything about my social media background. But, you know, I'm in clinical medicine. I'm not a full-time educator, you know. But I'm out there, and I'm trying to teach the student. And it's cool. I mean, it's great. You know, I remember when I was not that sarcastic, not that cynical, not that jaded, and to, you know, be a sponge, you know, to absorb all this information. And the student is so appreciative of the time and the knowledge that I'm trying to bestow on him, you know? That's the stuff that really inspires me, you know? And, you know, we've been talking and we've been following these patients this week, and there's some great stories, and there's some really, really sad stories. And when it really comes down to it, to me, as this podcast is slowly closing its doors, to me, if you ask me, the people that inspire me, are real people, the common people, the grassroots people, who are just fighting to live every day. It doesn't matter if you have cancer. It doesn't matter if you have a medical illness. It doesn't matter if you have financial problems or any kind of problems like that. These are people out there every day who are trying to make a difference, trying to make a difference to themselves, trying to make a difference to other people. Those are the people that inspire me. The people that inspire me are the people that don't look outward, but they look inward. They look in towards themselves. They try to find inspiration in themselves to try to make a difference to other people. I don't know if that makes any sense. I encourage you to leave me feedback on drmikezavilla.com. This short podcast format is really driving me nuts, but it's really challenging me to try to get to the essence of the point, and I hope that I have done that today. So go and visit drmikezavilla.com. I'm going to try to have a blog post about this. I thank everybody who listened live and everybody who are downloading the podcast. My name is Dr. Mike Savilla. Go and visit the website, drmikezavilla.com. I will check in with you, visit with you very soon. Have a good day, everybody.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.